In a letter to his constituents and to city government, Robinson said he was tested at Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital and received the results on Friday evening. Another statement from City Hall says the mayor has not shown any symptoms and will continue to perform his job duties as he is able while quarantined.
After knowing there were so many people I had contacted with, I was ecstatic to know that I didn't cause any more exposure, certainly at City Hall or to other individuals.
The mayor's son, Grover Robinson V, has tested positive for COVID-19 and is recovering at home. He's expected to make a full recovery. His illness is why the mayor opted for testing.
95% of them coming back negative. I was shocked when we heard positive, but I felt like in my position, as many people as I'd talked to, I need to be sure that I was okay and I was not exposing other people. And so I was very happy to find that, but we still have a lot of things ahead of us as a community.
Robinson's confinement is set at 14 days by city regulation, unless he can test negative once again. He does plan another test sometime this week.
Obviously, I want to get back to doing things for the city, but I'm able to do a lot of that with internet and email and phone and text. My job is a very public one, and if I'm not out there doing what I need publicly, at some point I got to get back to doing that. But right now, we will continue to be here quarantined until I can pass the second negative.
The message from city government about residents' self-protection from the coronavirus, such as frequent hand washing, social distancing, and self-quarantine, remains the same, as the number of cases rise both in Florida and locally.
It's not like the flu. You can think, oh, well, this person's not doing anything. They're totally fine. Well, they could have the virus and contagious, and that's what makes it such an unpredictable virus. I think it has definitely sort of made me a little bit more aware of just how challenging, but some of the things that are being called for with self-isolation have a lot of merit, and we probably all need to be moving in that direction.
While there's still work to be done, says Robinson, it's not business as usual. State guidelines call for only 50% occupation at City Hall, with the remainder of employees working remotely from home.
We are running in all of our departments about 52 to 53%, so we're almost at that point. We still need police out there. We still need firefighters, sanitation workers, public works. We are still carrying out vital missions, and we will continue to do those vital missions.
City employees, says the mayor, are being platooned to make sure the chance of exposure is as low as possible. If there is an exposure, another worker would be able to fill in. As for his constituents, the mayor urges them to heed all the advice they're hearing from local and state governments, along with his.
Please do not worry about what we're going to get to. We're going to get to a point where we're ready to get focused on recovery, but that moment is not now. Now we need to take care of ourselves and protecting from the virus. And as soon as we're out of that, we will start on the recovery and we will work. We're learning more and more about it. And one way or another, I'm confident we're going to get through this.
Meanwhile, back at City Hall, the facility was deep cleaned and sanitized over the weekend, in addition to the enhanced daily cleaning measures already in place due to the virus. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.